Thankful for that. Thankful for what God is doing in our church and how he's moving in our church. Our kids today took very common symbols of Christmas, and they helped us to identify and to connect a gospel meaning to that. Everything from presents to stars to candy canes, every one of those items that we just are part of for Christmas, we were connected today to a meaning of what Christmas is about. And I think the one that stood out to me was when the stars, when they said that he's here, but will you follow him? That was the challenge that was permitted, that was given to us. That was the challenge that was given to us today. And as our kids just so faithfully told just a great meaning of Christmas through music, through drama, as they did that, I wonder today if you know the real meaning of Christmas. That if you realize that Christmas is, well, to you, is it just candy canes and presents and maybe a star or lights or decorations or whatnot? But is Christmas something more? Do you understand the meaning behind what Christmas is all about? Do you understand today the importance of Christmas? The reason that Jesus came to earth is very simple, but very profound at the same time. Christ came to this earth to die. And we often don't think about that. We don't think about Jesus coming for the sole purpose of dying. But see, we are the ones that are in the darkness. We are the ones that are in the dark. Because of our sin, we stand separated before God. We are separated from God. And there's absolutely nothing we can do to get us out of that darkness. It would take a shining light to lead us out of that darkness. A light that had its own illumination, its own power to bring us out of that darkness. And 2,000 years ago at Christmas, when Jesus was born, the light came to this earth. The light came. And he grew up. He didn't stay a baby. He grew up to be a man, and he worked as a carpenter, and at the age of 30, he went out and he began his ministry. He began teaching and preaching the kingdom of God. And that man, Jesus, he never sinned, he never lied, he never had a bad thought. He did nothing wrong. The Bible says, for the wages of sin is death. But Jesus had no sin. And because Christ had no sin, he did not deserve to die. He didn't have to die. Somebody would say, well, Kenny, why did Jesus die? Why did he come to die? The answer is very simple. He came to die because we were in that darkness. And the only way we could get out of that darkness is if somebody else paid for death for us. Somebody else had to take our place. Jesus went as a sinless substitute on the cross on our behalf. He went for us. And that, my friend, is the meaning of Christmas. The implications, the dynamics, the depth of Christmas is that Jesus Christ came to die for sinners. And today, if as we have been reminded, we are presented with the light of Jesus. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. If you know the rest of it, say it with me. No man comes to the Father except through me. Nobody. He is the only way. So today, if we try to earn our way to heaven, we're not choosing the light. If today we think that having our name on a church roll or being dunked underwater gets us to heaven, we're not in the light. If we think that our mom was a Christian or our dad was a Christian or I grew up in a Christian house, therefore I'm a Christian, you're not in the light. The only way you're in the light today is if you are in the way, the truth, and the life. And that comes through a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. It's as simple as opening up one of these presents that our children represented to us today. A present's already paid for. How many of you all have got all your Christmas shopping done? Oh, that's really scary on behalf of your kids today. But hopefully you will have your Christmas shopping done. When you give your presents to your children, you don't also present them with a receipt and say, hey, you need to reimburse me for this. You don't do that. You give the present to the child because you love them. But at that point, the child has a responsibility to either look at the present wrapped up or to rip that thing open and to receive that present. I don't think very many of our children will have a problem receiving presents this Christmas. But here's where it gets interesting. Many of you all will have a big problem with receiving the greatest gift ever known as Jesus. It's been paid for. His blood paid for it. His death on the cross paid for it. And all it boils down to now is just to unlock, is for you to accept it and to unwrap it. For you to open up your heart and be saved. Today, if you feel the knocking of the Holy Spirit on your heart, and you feel the Lord saying, I want to come in. You're a sinner, but I want to make you a saint. Well, I'm dirty, but Jesus wants to clean you. Oh, I'm a failure, but Jesus wants to make you a success. All of that comes by admitting that you're a sinner, believing that Jesus Christ died on the cross for you, and choosing to follow him as your Lord and Savior. For me, I was 7 years old when I made the decision that Christ is my God and that he would be in my life. Did that mean I was perfect? No, no, no. But the gift of Jesus came into my life and he has never, ever left me. Today, if you don't know where you're going when you die, if you don't know, friend, why would you wait any longer? Why not unwrap that gift right now and leave this place right now knowing that you are a follower of Christ? The best Christmas present in the universe is given to you right now. Why let it sit on a shelf when God wants you to open it right now? Well, Kenny, I know I'm a sinner. Will he take me? Yes, he will. Well, Kenny, I know that I'm a failure. Does he love me? Yes, he does. Kenny, if I really invite Jesus into my heart, will he save me? The Bible says, for whosoever calls upon the name of the Lord will be saved. He turns nobody away. Nobody away. Nobody away. The present has been delivered. Jesus Christ has come. But you have to accept him as your Lord and Savior. It's as simple as ABC. Admit to God you're a sinner. Believe Jesus died and choose to follow him. A simple prayer of inviting him into your heart with the most profound implications that anyone could ever think of. I would like for you today just to bow your head and close your eyes. And I want you today to just begin to evaluate your spirit. No one's going to embarrass you or call you out. That's not how I do things. I don't embarrass people. But I want you to look into your heart today. If today you could say, Kenny, I've unwrapped that gift of Jesus. He's in my heart. I know that I know that I know I'm saved today. Not because of my good deeds, because, man, I have no good deeds. The good deed is Jesus on the cross. The good deed is Christ crucified. Today, if you know that you know Christ has saved you, would you just raise your hand with no one looking as a bold commitment to say, I know he's in my heart. Raise your hand. I know I'm a Christian. I know Christ is in my heart. God bless you. Thank you so much. You can put your hands down. Maybe today you'd say, Kenny, I'm not a believer in Jesus. I've not accepted Christ, but I'm ready. I'm ready to unwrap the present. I'm ready for heaven. I'm ready for forgiveness. I'm ready for purpose. I'm ready to open up my heart because I'm feeling him right now tugging on me. I'm feeling his presence right now. Friend, he's knocking on your door because he loves you. He wants in because he loves you. That's what Christmas is about. Him coming because he loves you. But you've got to surrender to him. Maybe today you'd say, Kenny, I'm ready to invite Jesus into my heart to be my Lord and Savior. If you're ready today, I want you to pray this prayer with me. Dear God, I'm a sinner. I believe Jesus died for me. Come into my life and save me. I believe Jesus is alive, and I surrender my life to Him. Help me to be obedient. Help me to give You first place. But thank You for Your grace. Thank You for Your salvation. Thank You for saving me. I pray in the name of Jesus. Head still bowed and eyes still closed. Again, I don't embarrass people. That's not what I do. But today, if you prayed to receive Jesus for the very first time, I would like to know, just to be very honest with you, so I can follow up with you, connect with you. If you invited Christ into your heart and you surrendered your life to Jesus for the very first time, with just no one looking but me and the deacon so they can help me, would you just raise your hand and say, guys, I accepted Jesus into my heart. I prayed that prayer with you. I prayed that prayer. Would you raise your hand real high if you did that today, if you invited Christ into your heart? God bless you. Today, if you were touched today through our children, just know that Jesus is wanting to have a relationship with you. Maybe today you need to come for prayer. We invite you to come. If you need prayer this morning, we invite you to come. Jesus, we love You. We thank You so much for Your goodness and for all that You do. Father, forgive us of our sins and help us today, God, to walk very close to Jesus. We pray in Your name. Amen. Would you stand with us? This is our prayer time where if you need prayer, you can come and we'll pray over you. And our deacons are at the cross and over here. Maybe you want to come and just pray to yourself this morning about something you're dealing with. You're welcome to do that. But let's just sing to the Lord today.